It's Monday, the 5th of January, and with your news at 8 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. Rinani Muthutwa of the Basic Income Grant Coalition highlighted that strengthening governance and accountability is crucial for tackling economic and social issues. She cautioned that persistent poverty and inequality will remain a barrier unless policies are properly implemented and public services are improved.
It's also part of human rights abuse, and we cannot no longer continue this abuse of the Namibian people through the poor service delivery that we have received ever since we can remember, ever since we became independent. People, it's time that, civil servants really get up and do their work, do as much as they can to make sure that service delivery in this country improves, and in that way that will also improve all areas of our lives.
The Blikkiesdorp and Kapenbo informal settlements in Grootfontein are experiencing the town's first cholera outbreak declared on the 27th of November following confirmed local transmission. Mayor Moritz Kengop advised residents to follow strict hygiene practices and seek medical care immediately if symptoms arise, noting that timely treatment is critical. Mayor Kengop had the following to say.
The way forward includes continued safe water provision through boreholes, tanks and newly installed taps, construction of pit latrine toilets by the municipality, ongoing health education and community awareness campaigns, continuous disease surveillance and rapid response, strengthening stakeholder coordination at the district and the regional level, long-term investments in water sanitation and hygiene, wash infrastructure, especially in the informal settlement.
South African political analyst Oscar van Heerden says the U.S. acted outside international law in capturing Venezuela's president Nicolas Maduro and his wife Celia Adela Flores de Maduro. Speaking to Newsroom Africa, he stressed that there is no evidence linking Maduro to threats against the U.S., including drug trafficking, and argues the operation is motivated by oil interests. He called on the international community to uphold legal principles and urged calm in Venezuela.
You don't have the right, by virtue of international law, to invade that country, to bomb the capital, and then to kidnap the sitting president and his wife, based on a complete falsehood. None of them has given any evidence.
In continental news, Egypt and Qatar have signed a memorandum of understanding to strengthen cooperation on LNG sales and imports, including the supply of Qatari cargoes to Egypt's Ain Sokhna and Damietta ports, Egypt's petroleum ministry told Reuters yesterday. Qatar Energy added that the deal provides for the delivery of up to 24 liquefied natural gas cargoes to Egypt by later this year. To North America, the U.S. government says it is not at war with Venezuela after the country's president, Nicolas Maduro, was captured and brought to America to stand trial. And as Nick Harper reports from Washington, the U.S. operation has created a clear divide internationally and domestically over the legality of the Trump administration's actions, with Democrats on Capitol Hill calling it wildly illegal.
Top U.S. officials in Washington on Sunday seem to be moving away from that idea presented by Donald Trump that the U.S. was planning to run Venezuela. We know that the former vice president, Delcy Rodriguez, has been sworn into power. The U.S. hasn't exactly endorsed her to run the country, as she is a Maduro ally and was by his side during his years in power. One person who has spoken to her is the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio. But during various briefings that he gave to U.S. media on Sunday about that phone call, he had few details as to how that U.S.-Venezuelan partnership might work.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.